It's been a week and a half since Joseph Balderas went missing in the foothills outside of Nome. Alaska State Troopers suspended their search for the 36-year-old man on Monday, but his family, friends, and even those who didn't know Balderas continued on. KNOM's Emily Russell joined a search team yesterday and has the story.
It takes nearly an hour to get to mile 44 on the Nome Council Highway. That's where Joseph Balderas' truck has been parked since he was reported missing June 27th. On a clear day, you'd see the Bering Sea to your right and the mountains on your left, but today it's raining. It's day 9 of the search, and the rain feels like a reflection of the increasingly somber mood. Selena Hargis is Balderas' sister. She flew in from her home in Hawaii and has been out searching every day since Friday.
I mean, it's hard because you come out here and, you know, I don't know if he's hurt or where he is, if he's cold, if he's hungry, if he's sick, and we just don't know.
That's been the most frustrating part for a lot of people, not knowing. What they do know is that Balderas talked about going running or fishing in the area. I asked Hargis how she would describe her brother, and she's quick to respond.
Adventurous. Very adventurous.
He was always adventuresome and outdoorsy, and you know, he's from West Texas, but said that he had sort of thought that, he'd always sort of thought that maybe he would end up spending time in Alaska.
Elvio Sadoun went to law school with Balderas at the University of Minnesota. He flew up from Los Angeles with two friends to join the search. They've helped make up what many are calling the largest search and rescue effort Nome has seen in decades. Early on, the Coast Guard sent a Jayhawk helicopter from Kotzebue, which joined a wildlife trooper helicopter, as well as chartered and private fixed-wing planes. But the biggest wave of support has come from community members. Every day, dozens of locals fill up their trucks and ATVs with gas that costs $5 a gallon. Sadoun says they've tried it all.
We've had to sort of, like, form and then ultimately, like, reject a lot of different narratives. And I think each time we're kind of optimistic, like, oh, well, let's recreate a run that he might have done, or let's recreate a fishing excursion or a hike or whatever, and then each of these times we try that and exhaust it, and then we have to come up with a kind of different idea, different theory.
Today's theory is one of desperation. We stick to the creeks and riverbeds, thinking that if Balderas is still alive, he'd try to reach a water source. We walk north on the tundra above a creek and eventually turn back, walking through the water. There's no sign of Balderas. Rain lets up halfway through the day. Snacking on trail mix and a bag of chips, people shed layers and hang them up to dry for a few minutes. The plan is to spend the last hour scanning the riverbed near his truck for a four-piece fishing rod he's thought to have taken with him.
We're out walking through a riverbed right now, just combing through it. I've got rubber boots on, but that doesn't really quite help because they've filled with water walking through wet willows earlier today. It's a little eerie. We haven't seen anything. You think he's gonna be around here somewhere, at least his fishing pole, and you just don't see anything.
The feeling of failure sinks in on the drive back to Nome. Balderas's three law school friends are leaving on the evening flight, and one of them, Cyrus Jamnajad, stares out the window in defeat.
As we have 1 hour before we fly out of here, it doesn't feel good at all. Feels awful, and knowing the family's going to still stay here, and we didn't find him like we had hoped we would. It's terrible.
Balderas met a lot of people during the last year and a half he worked in Nome as a court clerk. Many of his friends in town showed up to search, but even people that never met Balderas came out day after day. Jamnajad says that's what's impressed him the most.
It's been amazing how many people didn't know him, but came out of a sense of kindness or responsibility or duty. You know, one kid who heard that someone went trail running and was missing, you know, he goes trail running and says that's what you do for those, you know, people in that situation.
Day 9 was the last day of organized search, but his friends and family say they'll never stop searching on every run, every fishing trip, and every hike through the mountains, because they say Joseph Balderas would have done the same. Reporting in Nome, I'm Emily Russell.